Okay, this is now halacha chav vav. Okay, this is the halacha of kashrut glass. So I'm going to mention that we already spoke about a whole bunch of examples about kashrut glass. Way back in the beginning of Tafanal, we spoke about using hotel glasses. We spoke about halacha vav, that kashrut glass stovetop. In halacha chav gimel, we talked about ovens and porcelain enamel, which is a different form of glass. And even the Ramah that we're going to talk about over here, there's going to be a Ramah in this thing also, about silver cups that are coated with glass, is also going to be talking about Chav Gimel. Okay, so we'll talk about what we have to left over here. Clay Zchuchis, Afil Machnis Alikim, glass, Kalim. Even if you're Machnis Alikim, I mean, there's a long bleed in there to cover for a very long time. Afil Mishtamash and Bacham, even if you use them for hot, Ein Tzorach Shum Hechsher, the Mechaber says they don't need any tachering, She'ein and Boilim, they don't absorb anything. And if you rinse them off well, that's good enough. Hagol, the Moses says, "Machmir and Boimim decrees Suches Afiu Hagol Loi Mahanilu." There are those who are Machmir and say that Suches not only the Mechaber says it doesn't absorb at all, so of course you don't have to kasher it. The Ramah says that it you can't even kasher it; it absorbs and you can't even kasher it. The Chen Haminig BaAshkenaz would be the Zelu. That's our Minig for the Ashkenazim. And then he finishes off with this thing about the silver cups. Chen Kukesef Sheish Besuchen. Hitoch Suches Shekaron Geshmaut. Ein Hagiloi. In the Masik, this is the Ramah says that if the silver cups have glass on the inside, then you can't catch them. But if they have glass on the outside, then you can. We spoke about that in the Chavdom. Okay, so within the din, the Mechaber Ramah is a well-known Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. There's really there are four sheetahs about kashrut glass. We'll do three of them for now, and one we'll leave for later. And the three sheetahs are many Rishonim hold that glass is just like charis, because it's made the same way that you make charis. You take something out of the ground. In the case of glass, it's sand. In charis, it's clay. You take it out of the ground, put it into a kiln, it all of a sudden becomes a very different material than it used to be. It has very different properties than it used to. So since they're so similar, just like charis says you can't catch charis, then also you're not the kashrut glass also. Okay, that's one issue. What's one extreme?
That's
one extreme. There's many Rishonim, some Rishonim hold like that. Okay, a small group of Rishonim hold like that. Then most Rishonim hold the exact opposite shita, which is that glass is hard and smooth, and they compare it to the Gemara, it talks about a lathe being smooth, and it's not balea. So they say is because of that, it doesn't have any believes into it at all. Okay, so once you get rid of the end, then you completely off hook. Most Rishonim hold like that. That's how most Rishonim hold. And then there's a middle shita, which is the shita of the Ran and the Ra'ah, the Ran, who says that really glass is balea, but the balea that it takes in is less than any other kind of kli, any other material. So you do have to kasher it because there is a certain amount of balea, but there's such a small amount of balea that you could easily get rid of it, and you just do a regular hagol to it and get rid of it. Okay, if metal, if you get rid of the bleed from metal, you can totally get rid of the bleed from clay. Okay? Now, there's a possible right to this shiloh from the Gemara. The Gemara of Moni de Kuni, which is halacha chav gimel. We talked about then why there isn't a right. The Gemara there says that if you have glass coating on cheres kli, then you can't kasher it, and it's like cheres. So why isn't that an obvious Gemara saying that glass is bleed like cheres is? We talked about it over there. There's different shots as to why it's not a riot. Okay. Now there's another potential riot to this din, okay, which we're not going to talk about today. Maybe we'll do it next week, or maybe we'll just completely skip it, is that if you read, the simple reading is that there's an Avastar of Nassim that says that glass is not valid. Okay? And a lot of the Rishonim talk about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, or maybe we'll just leave it on the side. The shot on the Rishonim is to why there isn't a riot from a Beferisha, what seems like a Beferisha Avastar of Nassim, that glass is not valid. Okay. So, what's it? Okay, so the first thing that, I don't know if it's the first thing that strikes you as odd, is that, now I can't tell you that I looked at every single word, but it seems to me that there's no tour about this thing. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. The big Shiloh in Rishonim, what the din is about this thing, and that I don't see that there's a tour that talks about the Shiloh. I don't know why. Okay, the tour ends off the simon with the halacha before ours, okay, about cups, and he says, so cups, whatever material they're made out of, you just rinse them off. And he mentions even if they're made out of glass, okay. But he's not. But there, it's because he holds, you follow the Rav Tashmishai. So he says even if it's made out of charis, So it's not because of the things. He's not mentioning, he's not talking about the din of whether glass is a charis or not a charis. He doesn't even add a charis, you just rinse it off. That's what we had to do before, you follow the Tesh Mishay. So, and I didn't see it here, I don't see it in Kuf Chaf Aleph, in your day, we talked about how Gaul's Kalem. We talked about plenty of Shilohs over there also. He mentions glass like it's not really there. There's no, I'm just, there's, to me, it's odd that there's no, maybe I'm missing it, I obviously am missing it, well, that there's no, the Torah doesn't just say what he holds about. It's a big machlokes rishon. Okay. Anyhow, but the mechaber does, the Beis Yosef talks about it, and the mechaber talks about it. And the mechaber holds like the most cool the kashita. He holds that glass is not belayah, and you can do whatever you want to with it. And that's what the Sfardim do. Most Sfardim call it the mechaber, like this mechaber, and they use glasses for milchus inflation, kosher and trave, chametz and pesach, all like that. They can do whatever they want. And the Rambam says that the minig by Ashkenazim is to go to the most chomer to kashita, which is, we have three sheets, it goes to the most chomer that is belayah, and it can't be kashin, and we treat it like charis. Okay? So let's look at the Ramah, Ashkenazim, Ramah in a bunch of pratim within the Ramah. Okay, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is that usually, at least in the case of Shulchan Aruch, the way you use glass is Rosh Tesh Mishnah is not with hat. Okay. In those days, for Shulchan, Rav Tesh Mishnah was glass. Glass couldn't handle really a lot of heat, so it was used for drinking cold beverages. Don't put coffee into a glass. And so it's Rav Tesh Mishnah. So he says, just remember that there's a regular din we mentioned 1,000 times that Rav Tesh Mishnah is only a chumrah. So if it's going to be a shas al chag, it's going to be some kind of a problem. Then you're going to say, fine, you don't have to chashish for me a Tesh Mishnah. That's just like a general thing. That's not really negate to the glass, Shabbat. Okay, now, but what negate to the glass is that the Daki Moshe over here says that b'di'eved, this chumah that he says that you can't catch the glass is only l'chatzilah. But b'di'eved, you could be makel that glass. Okay, so that's what Daki Moshe says. There's a machlokes now in the later achronim. What does that mean that b'di'eved you could be makel that glass? The Taz says that b'di'eved means you could be sumach on the mechaber. But the evidence means you put food into a glass container. Let's say on Pesach you put a coffee into a cup that had potentially been used with chametz, and you already did it. And they have this coffee now sitting there. So is it mutter or is it aser? You didn't do anything to it. You just pulled the glass out of the wrong place. So the Taz says, but the evidence you could be sumach on the mechaber that you there's no glass and you can use it as is. Okay. The Magen Avraham says, but the evidence only means is, if you kashered it, and you did like the middle sheet, like the Ron says, that if you kashered glass, you can get the glaze out of it, then you could be samech on it. But if you didn't kasher it at all, you just took a chametz stick of glass and use it, then that's not a case of b'di'evet. That's not what the document means to be makel, so even in cases like the mechaber. Okay, so even his b'di'evet, there's machlokes now what he means by the case of the b'di'evet. Prima Gavim is one who points out the din to read the Taz and Magen Avraham like that. It's not, I don't know if everybody would have thought of that, to see it like that. And the Prima Gavim is Machria, you're the layup, but he's Machria, so usually b'di'evet to follow the Taz, but if it's a really b'di'evet, then to follow the Magen Avraham. Okay, I'm sorry, the other way around. To follow the Magen Avraham, to only use it if you kashered it first, but if it's really like a hepsid maruba, whatever the words are, then you could be samach on the Taz also. Okay, so these two shittas in the thing, and the Mishnah brings both of these. So with these two shittas as to whether, what the Ramah holds in case of the b'di'evet is also a question. What that is, and okay, there's an example of this, of this relying on this thing, a practical example for commercial kashas, which is glass line reactive. Okay, many companies who do reactions, that means that they're heating up they're putting different chemicals together. And they're reacting with each other, and often those reactions, either they add heat to it or they create heat, and they need to have special kind of kaolin. And they're very sensitive that they want to make sure that there's no carryover of taste from one of chemicals from one to the next thing. So they want to use a glass line reactor. The glass can handle the heat, and it can handle the doesn't carry over time, and it doesn't it can take the corrosiveness of the chemicals and this. All kinds of reasons why they use it. So on the outside, the it's metal, and on the inside, it's glass. And this is a common thing that's used. So the question is, if you can kasher them. And the obvious thing to say is, no, of course you can't kasher them, because they're made out of glass. The whole inside of it is made out of glass. Okay. But in fact, as far as I know, most hashgachos do kosher glass line reactors. Okay, we do have an exception. There's something in one of our companies that we have a special ingredient was made for Pesach on a glass line reactor that was kosher. Okay, and there's a person who buys from that company who says they must take out that ingredient whenever they make his product. Right, so if your food doesn't taste as well in Pesach, it's because they took out that, they take out that one ingredient because he doesn't like that one ingredient because it was made on kosher kale. That's what it is, that's what goes on. But as a rule, people do, as far as I know, kosher nuclear fine reactors. And Rabbi Shechter understood it because we're talking about if you can't kosher glass line reactors, he's not judging it by the specific case, but in the overall, if you won't be able to kosher glass line reactors, that would put a tremendous crimp into the ability to make kosher food, because people who make these kind of reactions, a lot of that are all kosher, or it's hard for them to be all kosher, or for that matter, if they ever made trace, they could never become kosher. So it would put it's a big crimp into the whole, so to speak, kosher industry. So he looked at that as a shasal chak. Okay, so by him, it's a shasal chak to the evid. So he says, so the Taz says, be the evid, or another way of saying it, b'shasal chak. So you'll be signed up on the, he said, to do like the Magen Avraham, that you should kosher it. Okay? You can rely, if you kosher it, just because you can kosher it and it's good enough. He adds in that you might as well kosher it three times to be mitzar of the sheet of the Baal Eater, who says that you could, three hagolos on cheres does something. Okay, we've talked about that once before, that three hagolos maybe does. So he said, okay, kosher three times. Now, there's no problem kashering these things. They can handle heat. They're made to handle heat. So that's what he says, to kosher three times. That's an example.
We don't do that.
We don't do it?
We have in such an instance? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know what companies would
do. Okay.
Is it typical?
Is it typical? I don't know if it's more or less likely to be, but it's very recent. It's not unusual. I don't know if it's most of them are or most of them not, but it's not at all.
So looking at it, it's obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw it. They just opened it up. Right?
Okay. And so it's normal. Okay, but it's very. That's an example of, here's glass, we don't catch the glass, but it's only a chumra. And the Taz says, the Taz Mosh himself says, that for the Yevid, you could be samach, or say the Magen Avraham, for the Yevid, you could be samach and use it, and you could catch it. The Ramah only means it as a lechatilu. So this is an example of a shasal chak of Yevid. Again, you might not be able to point at each case and say, is it really so important that we get this ingredient from this company?
Right.
But he's looking at it as a more global picture. Okay, that's a judgment. You have to look at it more globally.
How would you do this three times? How would you do it three times?
You fill up, you kosher it,
right.
Drain out the water, put in fresh water, and do it again. You have to do three separate times of water.
And there's no, like, you can do one right straight after the other.
Yeah. The point of it is, the Sefer Yitzchak comes from a Yerushalmi, who says that you could do, and there is a case that you could do it. The Shaila is what the Yerushalmi means to say. And the thinking is that Cheres has bleas, are very hard to get those bleas out.
Sure.
So you say, if we do it three times, by that time I'll have gotten out so much of bleas that I did enough for it. The Torah just says you can't cash it once, but at least in certain cases you could do three cashings, you basically got all the bleas out.
Right. So that's the market for Moshe?
That what? To do
about clay Cheres, expensive. China. China is expensive, you do it three times.
Right, well that's an extra tier, right? He's being the tariff. That in, there are cases when three hekel, there's such an idea that maybe it does something.
Uh-huh.
So in a case when you're being anyhow being mako, so you'll say, okay, so I'll be mako, and I'll say, at least do it three times. At least.
But not real cash, I'm sure he does it on porcelain, on China.
China, right.
Okay, whatever, fine. Well, that's for a different question, different thing. Okay, another shot on the Ramah. The Ramah has is saying a chumrah that you shouldn't kosher glass. So there are those who hold, they say from a Pesach though, that the Ramah only means to be machmir for Pesach. This is a chumrah. Most Rishonim do not hold like this. Most Rishonim hold that there's no bleas. So the Ramah who's being machmir is only being machmir for Pesach. When he says that you shouldn't use kosher glass, he only means to say is, for Pesach I need to kosher that. The Haraya, it only says in Hilchos Pesach. I mean, okay, now that last part is, I'm saying it sort of, sarcastically, because of course all Hagol's came was in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, just about. But they do say that. But anyhow, so they say, no, it's only a chumrah for Pesach. It's a chumrah for the Pesach. You don't want to have on Pesach the chash of even a bliya, but since there's no bliyas, you don't have to worry about you kashash. Okay, and the raya against it, first of all, the simplest raya is that, how come someone doesn't say so? Why doesn't the Ramah say something? Why doesn't someone say something that has to do with just Pesach? But the raya against it, I've mentioned this to you before, the raya against that pshita is like this. the Magen Avraham right on this thing answers the question. He says, how come over here the Ramah says you can't kasha glass in Hilchos Klei Yayin, and you want to kasha things used for wine? The Ramah, the Mechaber says you can kasha that kavush of wine in it. The Mechaber gives all kinds of examples of all kinds of materials. He lists of a whole slew of materials that you can kasha, including glass. So, how come the Ramah doesn't argue about glass over there? Why doesn't he argue and say that glass is different? So the Magen Avraham says, the answer is because the special kula of Stam Yayin. So although usually the Ramah says to be Machmir, there is a special kula because Stam Yayin has certain kulas to it, and therefore that's why he's being maker. So what is he saying to you? He's saying it bothered him that there was a certain case, not in Hilchos Pesach, he wanted to know, how come you don't say that glass? You shouldn't catch a glass. So he obviously understood that the Ramah means by Old Dinim. So what? Stam Yayin is a special kula. But he understood by Old Dinim. Okay? That din happens to be that din of Stam Yayin has ramifications. Okay? This that we can kasher Makula glass from Stam Yayin does have ramifications in kashering a place that made Stam Yayin. That Magen Avraham is negative. I'm not bringing it for that. I'm just mentioning it to say that you see that the Ramah's Chumrah, he understood Ramah's Chumrah to be for all over the place. Okay. Then there's another thing, which is what this is just as a lesson from this din, if you could call that, is that here we have a material that to our eyes and to the most Rishonim say, we're not the ones to make it up, there's no Blias in Kliyas. Okay? No one seems to be arguing about whether there's Blias or not. They're just saying if maybe we should treat it like Keres or things like that, but there don't seem to be Blias. So why is Dramah being Machmir to say you should not be able to catch it? What is he being masked for? He's looking at a material that, to everyone's appearance, doesn't have any blias in it, but yet he's being masked to treat it something, to say that, yes, it does have blias. Okay, to the point that he maybe has his psycheris, but the point that he's treating it like blias.
How do you know that no one says
there's a machlokes Rishonim about whether it's Balea or not.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's not a machlokes. The Rishonim say that it's not Balea. And everyone's personal experience is that it's not Balea either. So what's the reason to be machmir for this? So I'm trying to bring out just a lesson from this. Nothing to do with glass, which is when we look at materials nowadays, and you say, well, if all the rabbis, we saw this yesterday, if all the rabbis don't see any blias coming out of the things, why don't we say there's no blias? You don't have to clash the things. So you just see a certain caution in the Ramah here that even though to all our appearances appears there are no blias, we aren't going to just throw all the dinim out. We don't just throw out all the dinim just because to our appearance there appears to be no blias. So we take the dinim at face value, even though to us we don't seem to see the blias in front of us that we need to kasha from. Okay, so we look at stainless steel and we say, stainless steel, there's no blias. We see blias going through the other side of the cable. The din says there is. We don't see any blias. So it's just like a caution saying, this question once came up beforehand. But Ramah lived, I don't know, you'll tell us how many years ago, 400 years ago, 500 years ago, I don't know, however long ago he lived. He looked at. He had glass in his house. He said he didn't see any blias in it, but he was cautious and didn't jump and therefore says, therefore you can touch it. So I'm not saying you should always do that. I'm just saying that we have a dogma of one time when this Shaila came up, and the answer was that we're machmir, that we do say it's blias, even though to our appearance it's not blias. Okay, I'm going to mention one other thing. Which is like this. There's a Shaila in the Achronim. Oh, and only the Achronim can ask this question about how to treat Pyrex. Okay, Pyrex is a type of glass that can go on the fire. Okay, it's way beyond glass of Chazal. It's not only can you drink it, you can also cook it. You can cook it. You can freeze it. There's all kinds of special properties to it. Okay, and it's
tempered glass, right?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. So what's unusual here is that two contemporary Achronim, okay, look at this thing exactly opposite of each other. Okay, in Tzitzel Yezer, he says,
the Shaila about
is how does it fit into these dinim? Is it any different than these dinim? And which way you'll hear from the two answers what the question was. Okay,
but you're not afraid it's going to break.
Oh. Right, that's correct.
Right.
Okay, so
then the same thing would be aligning to the reactor.
No. The question is, you're right. What this question about pyrex, you're right, isn't get to the glass on reactor.
Right.
You're correct about that. You're right, because that's the same kind of a glass that can handle. You sit and cook in it, even hotter than in your oven. That's true. I didn't think of it like that, but that's true. But Tzitzel Yezer says, he says, even the Sfardim who are making that glass, wouldn't be makel about pirates. He says, because they were only makel about glass that had a bleel, like in a clean region. Yeah, you put some hot soup in, you put some hot into it, it came to the fire a little bit, but the imamish cooked in it. He says, who says that the Sfarim would be makel about that? Who says that all those Rishonim were makel? Who said they would say that? I'm not sure why. You know, he says, who knows? You're making a plea in a very different kind of a way, and maybe they wouldn't be makel. Then he says another thing, which I don't understand what he means. He says, maybe it has such different properties than other glass, which it does. It's very different than regular glass, that even what we're trying to say, that sheer of loy bali, it's smooth and hard, and it's not valer, maybe it doesn't have those properties either. That I don't understand, because being hard and smooth is something that just, you look at it. Like, glass is smooth, and ceramic is not. Ceramic is very, it looks like it's porous. And glass doesn't, seems very smooth. So I don't know why he would say that it doesn't seem to be sheer. And he says, maybe it's not sheer because it's a different kind of glass. It sure seems to be. It seems to have the same properties of being smooth and hard as opposed to ceramic. So I'm not sure what that means. But he says, maybe even the machaber would be machmir on that because it's not the same kind of glass. They weren't talking about this kind of glass, okay? And then the opposite of that, almost the opposite of that is, Rav Avad Yosef, the Abi Erna, he says, even the Ashkenazim would be makel about this kind of stuff. He says, in the end, he says, you know what? Maybe they scratch for 3 times. Okay, so the Ashkenazim scratch for 3 times like the Rav Shachar. Let them scratch for 3 times. He says, but even the Ashkenazim, because this stuff is, and he brings in the Ritva. Okay, that was the fourth sheet of that glass that you sort of were being moram. Is that there's a fourth sheet that the Sharatim brings in, which is that the really, really glass can be kasher. But the problem is that you're afraid to kasher glass because you're gonna break it. And that the really min hadin you could kasher glass. But the reason why you can't is because if you're gonna kasher it, you're gonna break it. Imagine
who said this?
It's a Ritva and a Ra'a, put in the Sharatim, okay? Who says that if you'll stick the glass, don't think about your glass now. Think about glass from 100 years ago that wasn't strong enough really to handle heat. If you're going to dunk it into boiling water, your face is going to crack, which is what happens.
Well, they say it's not like kosher.
So really, it's like the middle sheet of that. It needs to be kosher, and it can be kosher. Theoretically, it can be kosher, but if you're going to use it, if you're going to kosher it, you're going to be afraid to break it. And we know...
That's a whole separate reason why it can't be kosher.
Right. It's not... The reason why it can't be kosher is not because of the glass, it's because glass is fragile, and you're going to break it. So when you're afraid you're going to break something, we had way back at the beginning that you're not going to kosher things, because you're afraid you're going to break
glass stovetops also.
Right. Glass stovetop, yes.
Right.
Correct. Via the kosher, that's not because of the glass, but because you're afraid to break it. Correct.
Why does the Sharatim bring it down?
Why does he bring it? Well, it's not a well-accepted shita. It's just, it's like another shita, you know? He's bringing it as a tzirah. Okay, to say in certain cases you could be samuk on that if you could kasher it like. So it's I think if I remember that's why I bring it. Okay. So the Abi Omer says, but these glass, this stuff can handle heat like anything. This stuff, you're not afraid to break this stuff at all. It has you can even take it from the freezer right into the oven, from the oven into the freezer, it has all these kinds of, it can handle all kinds of stuff. He says, look, no problem with that. So he says even the Ashkenazim would be makel, that would be willing to be cast as kind of material. Okay, so of course it's a little bit funny, but the Ashkenazi is saying that the Sfardim should agree to him, and the Sfardim is saying that the Ashkenazim should agree to him.
That's not funny.
Okay, right. So there's opposite approaches, and as you probably were waiting for me to say, Rabbi Dosky, Rabbi Shapka, take one sheet. Dosky says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told him that even all the cools like this don't apply to pirates, because it's on the fire, it's a whole different thing, and therefore, like the Tzitzel Yezer, he didn't use those words, but like the Tzitzel Yezer, it's right on the fire, so no way that you could use it, it's no cools of glass. And what you're pointing out is that if that's true, then the glass line reactor, which is, so this is pirate, so what are we saying, going with coolers and saying we're going to be mako, like the Ramos only, it's only a chumro, because then you shouldn't do that, because this is right on the fire. That's why I just think of it connecting those two pieces, but yeah. And Rabbi Shachter says, just the opposite. He says, glass. We know anyhow glass is a chumrah to think that it's blei at all. This stuff is, of course, made to not be blei. He just says it as a story. This is, you know, Shach was not into stories, but he says he once had a chemistry lab. Okay, he was in a lab in a college, and he had to do something with pyrex. And he said to the teacher, "I'm like, aren't you?" They were talking about whether glass is blei. teacher was like, are you crazy? He said, we use Pyrex in the lab because we know it's not clear. We're here in the lab where things are so sensitive, we badafka use Pyrex because we don't want to make any clears. So like, what are you telling me that this clears? Like, you know, so that at least pushed him in the direction of saying more, like Rabbi you said, which is that this stuff is even better than clears. I mean, even the machmir about clears would be more makel about this. Okay, so as you would, maybe I don't know if you expected or you didn't, but Rabbi Yosef just will think very opposite about it. But in the Lamaisa, the clears aren't reactive people to Kashrut. And for this reason,
at least that they do three times.
Okay, so
I don't know. Just practically speaking,
at least. To say either like a rejection completely that the pirates is more cow than glass, or at least the middle says at least like glass. So that you have the potential cools of glass. You don't say, oh, it's glass and it can't be captured, at least to lead in that direction. Okay? What we're not doing, maybe we'll do it next week, but maybe we'll just skip it, is what I mentioned about the Avos of Nosson. There's also another case of glass, maybe we'll do it next week, about which are reasonably common, which is you have pipes that's all made out of stainless, but there's glass, a sight glass in the middle of it. There'll be a tank, and there's a way to look into the tank.
Oh.
It has a little piece of glass there that you could look through. Okay, so whether you can catch anything or not. So let's read that. Maybe we'll do it next week. Next week's halacha is not as complicated. Maybe we'll do it together with next week's halacha and do Avos HaNosson with that also.